Exercise 3. Listen to the recording and check the good phone language mentioned in the recording. Proper telephone language. Although we tell our callers a lot through our voice tone, the words and phrases we use convey a message. Unfortunately, sometimes we send a negative message to our caller. Be aware of the language you are using. Instead of saying, "You have to," "You need to," "Why didn't you?" Try, "Will you please?" "Would you please?" Many people use phrases like, "I can't do that," or "It's not my job." Instead, tell the caller what you can do, i.e., "While I'm not able to establish policy on this matter, I will speak to my manager about your concern." At all costs, avoid sounding abrupt. The following are examples. "Hang on." "Hold on." "Who's calling?" "I can't hear you. Speak up." "I can't help you. You'll have to speak to someone else." The following would be more appropriate. "May I put you on hold?" "May I say who is calling, please?" "I am having a little difficulty hearing you. Can you please speak up?" "I need to transfer your call to department so that they can answer your question. May I do so?" Telephone techniques are built from a few basic rules and principles. In fact, telephone etiquette can be summarized in one word: courtesy. If the caller is a potential customer and you are courteous to him, you have an excellent chance of gaining a new customer. If he is an existing customer, you'll keep him for life.